a resemblance. As a word is mostly connotation, matter is mostly aura, halo, the same loneliness that separates me from what I call the world. Quiet, ragged skirt of dust encircling a ceramic gourd. Lookalikes, are you happy now? Would I like a vicarious happiness? Yes, though I suspect yours of being defective, forced. Outer. Dolls as celebrities, Barbie. Celebrities as dolls. I'm the one who can't know if the scraggly old woman putting a gallon of vodka in her shopping cart feels guilty, defiant, or even glamorous as she does so. She may imagine herself as an actress playing an alcoholic in a film. Removal activates glamour? To see yourself as if from the outside, though not as others see you. Carried by light, images remain, while sensation is so evanescent as to be always beyond belief. The outer world means State Farm, donuts, Taekwondo, thoughts as spent fuel rods, preceded and followed by statuesque shadows of cacti on a lawn. Today could be described as a retired man humming tunelessly to himself. When I ask what you're thinking, you say, about explaining to children the best way to build a maypole. That'll teach you to ask anyone what they're thinking. Name calling. Objects are silly, lonesome, as the word ow is. Could we grant them a quorum? Dense with the shiny glossolalia of the leaves, the resilience of open-ended questions? Bud nipped. What the pudendum attempts to pinch off, tries repeatedly. What comes to be called pleasure. Once I gave a reading that was broadcast on the radio and they bleeped pudendum. I was impressed that they knew what it meant. But everyone who just heard the bleep, imagine what they thought I said.